today's No Sweat News, the bizarre stories of the day, all to put together into one newscast to thrill and entertain. And, of course, to get you some cool concert tickets on Friday morning, this time for Ratfest.
Ratfest. We're talking Breaking Benjamin, yeah. 3 days Grace, Chevelle, Dorothy, Diamante. What a show.
Yeah, this is, of course, presented by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. July 31st at the PNC Bank Art Center. Let's start with some good news, okay?
Please.
Here's a guy in Las Vegas named Derek. Last week, he was hammered.
Uh-oh.
We're talking ossified in Las Vegas. So drunk was he at the Planet Hollywood Casino, he blacked out.
Okay.
But he was still wandering around the casino at 7 o'clock in the morning, and he was feeling randy and wanted to do some gambling. So he put $100 down on a sports bet that had four things needing to happen in order for him to win. It was one of those parlays, okay?
Sure.
He took the underdog in an NCAA hockey game.
Wow.
And then he bet on the under when it came to the total amount scored. He took the Timberwolves over the Golden State Warriors, which is a long shot.
Right.
And then he bet on an NHL game, too. I guess he was a Minnesota fan because he put money on the Wild.
Okay.
Then he went back to his hotel. Rest the F out.
No.
When he came to, he went through his pockets. As some of us have done when we go, well, where did I go last
night? What happened?
He found the ticket. He won.
No!
Turned his $100 drunken bet into $26,000.
$26,000?
Yeah. Planet Hollywood said it's the biggest four-leg parley they've ever seen hit.
This guy's better than Ace Rothstein.
So it was a good day. It was a very good day.
That's phenomenal.
That's where the good news ends, because we go to Michigan for story number two. Now, if a police officer in training showed up drunk to training.
Oh, yeah. Bad. That's a bad look. That's bad optics.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be on the No Sweat News.
No, it would not.
Today, we have a police officer in the training program in Detroit. He showed up to that day's classes after going to the bar with his buddy for lunch. Yeah, cop training on a buzz on, not the greatest idea, but that alone will not get you into the No Sweat News.
Oh.
What makes it No Sweat News is that on this particular day of police officer training for Detroit, the classes were all about how to administer a breathalyzer test.
Oh, no.
And the trainee in question volunteered to be the testee.
Now, why would you volunteer?
So, please. To review, he had a bunch of beers at lunch, showed up to cop training, saw the day's classes were about the breathalyzer, and said, hey, I'll blow into the thing.
That's when you go home sick, pal.
He blew over a .08, and guess who failed cop training?
That guy.
That guy, that's right.
He's out?
Mm-hmm.
Not going to be a cop?
But before you start throwing the book at him, since he didn't drive to training and he actually hadn't become a cop yet, the police chief really couldn't arrest him. They had to let him go. And now Connecticut for our third story. You'll love this. The dumb. Oh, it's strong in Connecticut.
Oh.
See, the kids last Saturday morning, they had a baseball game to play.
Yeah.
But you see, there was a problem. Remember the rains that moved through Friday night?
Yes.
Well, it was worse in Connecticut. So the baseball field was soaked, and they had to come up with a plan to dry out the field and quick so that the kids could get their baseball games in.
Okay.
No one exactly sure who hatched the plan, but here's how it worked out. Somebody went and got 24 gallons of gasoline, put it down on the infield, and then they lit it on fire.
That's how they dried out the field?
Because, as we know, fire is dry, not wet. It wasn't long after the gasoline was lit that they realized what a colossal dumb foundry they had created.
Right.
They had lit the baseball field on fire.
Not to mention horrifying the children who play on that field probably for the rest of their lives.
Police were called, fire department put it out, but the games did not happen because there was still petroleum fumes everywhere, and now the town has kind of a toxic thing on their hands, and they're going to have to pay to have the top layers of a baseball field scrapped up and replaced.
This is like Bad News Bears meets The Exorcist.
Right, like, or, you know, Backdraft.
Our Little League field sponsored by hell. The Satan's fires are now part of our sponsorship.
Campbell rounding second, kids. It's a little hot over there. Yeah.
The day I show up for a dopey Little League game and the field's on fire is the day I quit baseball.
Imagine you get life. That, you get that text. Game canceled today on account of fire.
Huh? Because, the field looks like the apocalypse has hit it. How about more dirt, geniuses? Put more dirt on the wet field. Hello?
I told you the dumb was strong. That's pretty good, right?
You ever go to a baseball game before?
That is the No Sweat News. Those poor children. We'll see you on Friday for the No Sweat News quiz so you can come see Breaking Benjamin in their very first headlining opportunity for Rat Fest, July 31st at the PNC Bank Arts Center.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.